time for about three more questions.
Hi, thank you. Just actually a good follow-up to this is question. I'd like to ask you about if you have any inkling of what the police union has in store for you after that very, very inappropriate threat that they issued. And isn't it a shame? Do you think that it's those people who should be seeing the movie instead of boycotting it?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because people ask me, like, are you worried? Well, the answer is no, I'm not worried, because I do not feel that the police force is this sinister black hand organization, all right, that goes out and fucks up individual citizens because of a conspiracy kind of way. Having said that, civil servants shouldn't be issuing threats, even rhetorically, to private citizens. No, I don't have any idea. I mean, the only thing I can imagine that they might be planning to do is you know, picket one of the screenings or something like that. Maybe picket the premiere. Maybe picket, you know, one of the 70mm screenings or something like that.
Well, buy up all the tickets to make sure the theater's empty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that don't really hurt me that much. yeah, so no, I don't. I don't have any inkling, and I haven't heard a whole lot about it, other than I think, you know, Patrick Lynch is keeping the fire on simmer. I do think it's unfortunate that because I do respect the good work that the police do. Like, I live in the Hollywood Hills. When I see a cop driving around there, I actually assume that he has my best interest in heart, and he has the best interest of my property at heart. And I think if you go to Pasadena, they'd say the same thing. And I think you knock on doors in Glendale and ask them, they'd say the same thing. If you go down to Century Boulevard and start knocking on apartment doors in Inglewood, they're not gonna say the same thing. And I think that all that was put into place about 30 years ago when we declared a war on drugs and actually started militarizing the police force. And you're not gonna have the police force representing the black and brown community if they've been spending the last 30 years busting every son and daughter and father and mother for every piddling drug offense that they've ever done. And thus creating a mistrust in the community. But at the same time, you should be able to talk about abuses of power, and you should be able to talk about police brutality and what in some cases is, as far as I'm concerned, outright murder and outright loss of justice without the police organization targeting you in the way that they have done me.